The Ubon season is drawing to a close. The traditional Buddhist summer festival honors our deceased ancestors. Take a listen to some music from the Ubon festival from the Nu'uanu Nichiren Mission that took place last month. Final Ubon dance for the summer festival will be at the Okinawan Cultural Center on Oahu this weekend. Traditionally, it marks the last dance of the season. We talked to Jill Ige, who's been in charge of the Okinawan Festival, about what's in store.
We usually have about five groups who come out to help us with their performances. So we have a lot of our friends and families from all the other Ubon dances show up too.
This is the last one of the season, and it's indoors.
Mm-hmm. It is indoors, which makes it kind of nice to dance in air condition. And even if we had ours over at the festival, it's still kind of nice to have an indoor kind of a feeling.
And so tell us about the festival, because we're just coming off that, and you had a change of locale last year for the first time, because it's traditionally been at Kapi'olani Park, but because of that storm, we had to go to Plan B.
Right. So then 2016, when they had anticipated having, I believe it was Hurricane Lester that was coming through, there was a lot that had to be undone, and the changes had some impact on the organization, but the committee started to look at other venues and other possibilities, and last year was our first year at the Hawaii Convention Center.
Right. There was Hurricane Lane, I think, we were dealing with at the time.
Hurricane Lane, yeah.
How did it go?
So I think for our second year, we were able to do a lot of improvements. The first year was, of course, brand new for everyone, so we had no idea what to anticipate. I think our first year, we were just hoping to get at least 30,000 people to come out because of the fact that people were not too sure how it was going to be since we were not in a park. And that, you know, it would have taken away a lot of that atmosphere, but we were really surprised when our numbers came in approximately at about 56,000, and that was over a two-day period, and it was very crowded. Because of those crowds, we were unable to, I think, keep up with the producing of the food, and our line system was not quite defined. So those were two areas we really worked on this year to make the festival a lot better in terms of being able to navigate through it.
And have you got any preliminary numbers back?
No, that takes us about 2 weeks to calculate everything.
So explain to our listeners, because you shared that putting on the festival is really, it's a major undertaking for a lot of your volunteers, many who are getting on with age, and it was just very taxing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so when we were at Kapi'olani Park for a good number of years, the backdrop was one of the things at the stage that they would put up. So you would have to have people who were skilled in carpentry to be able to put that up. Then there were the construction of the different booths for the food booths, then helping out with some of the assembly within the tent. You can rent the tent, but it's what you have to set up inside that also took some work as well as time. So given that we had all these different kinds of things to create the festival at the park, the people who were actually doing it were already retired, so they're aging in the last 10 years. We generally didn't have a younger group who were replacing them. And so that was also becoming one of our major manpower issues. as far as just putting on the festival, it does take a great number of volunteers in so many different capacities just to be able to have a festival of this size.
And you got lots of good feedback after that first year when you moved the locale.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. Air conditioning does wonders for everyone. And so because there was air conditioning, you know, even if people stood in line, they were not as uncomfortable, and they were also able to see a lot more of the entertainment. So when you don't stand in the hot sun and you're not having the grass scratch your legs and you don't have any flies hanging around or ants crawling into your foot, you realize, like, oh, you know, things can get moved around a lot faster. So we did have, in terms of the facility itself, people were very, very happy with that. You know, the convention center did a really good job of taking care of us as a client. And I think, you know, having clean restrooms, having the accessibility and the floors being smooth and no, how should I say, you know, the uneven ground, that was not issues that they had to deal with. So those are the smaller kinds of things that made the festival a lot better for people last year.
I'm just thinking, if you had a walker or were in a wheelchair, I'm sure getting around the park was a little tricky.
It was. And so it was getting a little difficult for some of our families to bring their older parents or aunties and uncles to come and watch the program. So this way, we've now got a huge area for the stage and many more chairs, which really helps. And again, because you're not dealing with the sun, it was not as bad. You had a lot of comfortable seating to deal with.
Yes, I mean, it's been dreadfully hot this summer.
Oh, yeah. 1 week before, we were just thinking, okay, we could have been at the park trying to set up.
Right.
And wilting.
And wilting, yes, yeah. Precisely. This year, you charged admission to try and get a better handle on the counts and...
Yeah. We did want to try to see, you know, in terms of getting a little more accurate count, at least for the people coming into the first floor. And that was the floor that had our entertainment, food, T-shirts, our country store, plants, and kid games. So those were things that were really popular at families. So we thought, okay, let's try and get our numbers in through that way because, again, one way in, one way out in terms of entrances. We had on our third floor access to the various learning rooms and our marketplace. That area did not charge admission. So whether some people even chose not to come downstairs, we're not sure, but we should have a better idea of at least the number that did come in downstairs.
And you did try something different also with the parking this year, right? The Civic Center parking was open with shuttles.
Right, right. So our shuttle extended, so when our convention center area was filled. I think this year it got filled by 10:30. So that's about 850 stalls. They moved over. We always had McKinley High School as our $3 parking with the shuttle. But this year we were able to partner with the city and county, and they helped us out with the Civic Center parking. And then we had a bus pickup there as well.
Okay.
So there were two other places for people who were not able to park at the convention center but still be able to access good parking spaces as well as getting a shuttle ride too.
So at this point, you're going to analyze the data and determine whether maybe the convention center is the venue going forward.
Yes, we still have one more year in our tentative pilot trial period. And so we're going to see what other kinds of things we can do in terms of improvement, different kinds of activities as well. We found out this year our learning rooms were a lot more active. So there were people coming in and participating in the different demonstrations and exhibits,
okay,
which really helped us.
So more people engaged.
Yeah. I think we're kind of maybe stabilizing at like around maybe 50,000. So we really wanted to thank all the people who did come out because it wasn't just to participate, but all the volunteers. We really, really appreciated their help. That's what helps make our ability to put this festival for the community to learn about the Okinawan culture and heritage.
Okay, and then we'll probably see a lot of the same people at the Bon Dance.
The Bon Dance, yes, that is correct. So that one starts at 5:30, and then three of our clubs will be having Andagi. I believe another group might be doing some walking tacos, and there's a couple plate lunch. Just like how when you go to regular Bon Dance, you have the little booths on the side. So it's the same thing. Yes, and of course, all the music that comes with it.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
That was Jill Ige, head of the Okinawan Festival, talking about a change in venue for the long-running Okinawan Festival this weekend. She was also talking about the very last Obon dance for the season coming up this weekend. So grab your summer kimonos, the happy coats, and the yukata, and get moving.